Father, in Jesus' name we come, and such thanksgiving in our heart this morning. And Lord, we do. We just look to you for everything. Again, thank you for this word and truly the believing that you've given us and the joy it doth bring. Lord, just increase your joy. Let us be a cup that is full of joy and running over this morning. Help us to break out of unbelief. Help us to break out of things that, Lord, we don't think we can be broken out of. Lord, you broke every chain. You're the Lion of Judah. Oh, God, you removed the mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, you parted the sea. Lord, you take us into the furnace, Lord. You heat it up beyond what man could ever bear, and yet we don't even smell like smoke. Lord, you are our God. You are our God. You are the God, and you are the God of love. And thank you how you love us. Thank you how you care for us. And we give you the praise, we give you the thanksgiving, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You open your Bibles today, we'll begin in Joshua chapter 8. And I thank God, what a precious, precious camp God had given us. And just so much pouring in my heart. And so inspired by so many things, but one of the sweet things just to be inspired by was the young were gathered, the old were gathered, the middle-aged were gathered. We were just all gathered together up there. It's not a youth camp. It's not a middle-aged camp. It's not an elderly camp. Praise God, it's God's camp. And here we are, we're camping with God. And I just thank the Lord for that. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank the Lord, it's His faithful heart that he puts in us. And he puts that in us to bring forth all the good pleasure of his will. He does that. His grace. You know, I thank the Lord. The Apostle Paul obviously brought in this precious, in a sense, people say this wonderful message of grace. It is a message of grace. But the message of grace was at beginning. We're in Christ in beginning. The message of grace was in the garden. The message was grace was Noah found grace. I don't want you to think that grace just came on the scene somehow with the Apostle Paul. It's all grace. It's always been grace, and it will always be grace. Thank you, Lord. Know this. I thank God for it. The thing is, praise the Lord, he's just given us more grace for grace. He has a time and a place where he's pouring forth all this grace. How much will you take? How much will you believe him? Is that grace, is it sufficient for everything? Is it sufficient to bring you every promise, praise God, that he's promised you in the word of God? You know it is, or he wouldn't have promised it to you. Believe in that grace, praise his name. But see, I'll tell you what, all that good pleasure of his will, it comes forth here. And I'm not trying to shine anybody here, and it's not because we're special. It's because his word is true. And when by the grace of God you preach the whole counsel of God and you preach it in truth and love, it's just like we heard for years and years with our precious Pastor Hill, if you want corn, you plant corn. If you want beans, you don't go planting beets, you plant beans. If you want to grow up to be the bride for the Lamb of God, you plant Paul's gospel. That's the only thing that's going to bring it forth. And I thank God it is that exact. There is a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And it's not going to come here, there, all over the place. It's going to come one way, and that's by his Spirit. And here is the Spirit speaking in this word of God. Believe it. Now, I thank God he brought it forth in camp, that precious good pleasure of his will. And I think as we've turned here to Joshua, just like in that day, he did it with the worthies of faith. And right here in the 8th chapter, verse 34, here's how he did it with Joshua. It says, and afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. I think the Lord's really emphasizing something here. He wants you to take all of it. And the beautiful part is it's not just for some, it's for all. Thank the Lord. I thank God that I, praise his name, that I get to witness this truth, praise the Lord, in my life. I get to witness that truth in this meeting. I thank the Lord. What's going on right now is we have children's church classy going on right now with some of the younger ones. They're not down there just playing games. I will assure you, parents, they are being taught, praise God, yea, the deep things of God. I thank the Lord that we start training them up. Praise God. Yep, you got to start with a little milk, but you got to get off that milk and you got to get into strong meat. We got kids that don't even have any permanent teeth that are eating strong meat right now. And I hope you understand that. You don't have time to think about it. We're going to get to a king. His name was Josiah. He's the only king that followed in the steps of his father David perfectly. The only one that it speaks of that way. Perfectly. There was a heart. He was only 8. God graced that young life. Gave that life that encouragement. That one's going to be fully purposed after me. He didn't have to wait till 14 or 20 or 25. I've sent grace to find him. Now, we thank God for this, brothers and sisters, because it's very, very clear. It's all the word of God. And I want you to understand this. Joshua wasn't a perfect man, not in any way, shape, or form. But he followed all the word of God completely, and he didn't let one word of the Lord fall to the ground. It was important. It was everything. He was convinced. The Lord had given him a fully purposed heart, just like Caleb, his brother in the faith. When they were in Egypt together, yes, when they were in Egypt together, those were the only two that truly, truly believed God. All of those other millions that came out of Egypt, they saw the plagues, they walked across on dry ground, they saw the sea part, they saw Pharaoh's army taken down. But over and over, they didn't believe what the whole purpose of it was. It was the promise. I'm giving you Canaan. I'm giving you my best. You're going to go into the land flowing with milk and honey. And all they wanted to see was God do another miracle. All they wanted to see was God, oh, you got to pull us out of this one again and pull us out of that one. God will do that. He'll take care of all the in-between. He wants you to be focused on the promise. He's given that to us. It's mine. It doesn't matter what stands before me. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what I did. I believe God. Amen. Faith is going to get me there, not my works. Grace is going to get me there, not my effort. It's the mercy of the Lord, brothers and sisters. That's what always accomplishes this. I'm a vessel of mercy. I know I didn't deserve it. I know I didn't earn it. I know I didn't merit it. I know I should have been left dead in my trespasses and sin, but God. But God. But God. But God. And it's always but God in your life. In that great love wherewith you are loved. And it never changes. And it's always there. And he's always given it to you. And he had it there. You were before him in love in ages past. How many times does he have to tell you and tell you in ways, I'm in love with you. Know your word. Know the Bible. Come hear these things. People say, how does that man know that? How is he happy or joyful? I'm just a man. But this is the word of God. And this is amazing, and it's real, and it's alive in them that believe. And it's all powerful, and it'll transform you. It won't change this, but it changes this. It changes how you see things. You begin to see things seated together with him. Seated together with him in the heavens in Christ. Right there at the right hand of God, you begin to see things completely like it. Oh, God's taking care of this. This world's out of control. Yeah. The evil of man's going to wax worse and worse. Romans 1, they're going to call things that are so simple, they're going to mess them up. They're not going to worship God anymore. They're going to worship the creation. That's what they're doing right now. Men, women, it's just, and I don't even dwell on it, but the word of God did real quick. He said, this is going to happen. Now get your eyes off of it. That's what's going to be. I'm coming. I'm coming. See, don't be a Christian that's out there trying to change the world and change these things. Let me tell you something what God's going to do. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. You can do anything you want for this earth. You can try to change it. I'll tell you what. You're kicking a rock. It ain't going to change. It's not. He's going to make it all new. That's what the word says. You can say what you want. I'll be happy believing Jesus. Because all the other ones that are trying and effort and all that, they're not happy. They're not. They're not. Now, I'm thankful, brothers and sisters, are very, very thankful that the Lord has graced us the same way he graced Joshua. We preach this precious word, and we preach all of it. And I thank God we do. And we preach it to every generation, from young to old. You don't try to size them up or whatever. You give them the word of God. You plant, you water. Who gives the increase? God. Huh? Yeah. I thank the Lord. There's a lot of young ones in here. And parents, you just thank the Lord today. Maybe it was your child, because I hear it often. Dad, mom sleeping. Here comes junior. We got to go to Sunday school. Get up, mom. That happens in here. Thank you, Lord. There's some proper children in here. Just like those ones like little Samuel that get up and say, here am I. They hear the Lord, here am I. Start living the lovely. It's real. This thing where you take your breath and breathe here on this is temporal. This is all temporal. This building, the bricks, all of this, it's going to be gone. Gone, gone, gone. I thank the Lord. What lives in me is eternal. It's his treasure. It's his inheritance. And that's what's going to be given and presented to him. And I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. He loves us so much, I can't wait to give him what he loves. He loves us. He loves us. We're going to give him what he loves. Now this is the evidence of God's best. Right here. All truth. That's what it is. It's not trying. It's not how many works you did and how many people you fed and all these different things. Hey, there's some after effects of going on with God, and that's a wonderful thing. But you want God's best? It's seeking the place right there at his feet. Martha was encumbered with many things. She was busy. She was doing. She brought everybody to her house. She was serving all of the Christians. She was serving Jesus. She was getting all the... What are you doing, Mary? You're just sitting there blubbering at his feet and anointing him and all... Why don't you get up and help us? She didn't say a word. But I'll tell you who did. Jesus said, I can hear him saying a lot of different things. Don't you interrupt this. But he said it just like this. Don't disturb her. She has chosen the better part. Now what do you want? So you don't come in this door and we give you a role or an assignment. God help my brethren. I mean it. They're my family. The blood of Jesus made us family. It doesn't matter. Like that man said to Brother Hill, or I should say to that pastor that Brother Hill knew. Guy just had a little church. Big Christian church was across the street. He said, how many people are in your church? That guy in the little church, he said, well, I don't know. How many people do you got in yours? We'll add them together. What do you think? I want to be what he's after. Nobody liked really, and Joshua wasn't popular. God's men aren't popular. I'm talking about ones that are really, they want that full truth. Ones want to play around, they want to, again, see miracles. But they don't want to get serious. Caleb and Joshua were serious. God said it. This is our promise. What are you doing? We're not going to delay. We go in there now. God will deal with those giants. They're just in there, praise God, to show the mighty hand of God. He's brought you into this promise. He really has. He's given you this truth. He's going to have a bride. He's ministering to you. He wants you to be that one that will rule and reign jointly together with him. And I'm telling you, this thing isn't hidden. This has been made manifest. It's out. People read this. But the difference is what you believe. Is this the one thing? Are you convinced? Huh? Is this what you're living for? See, that's the difference in these lives. It was all and all and all and all and all. And there was nothing else. Praise God. Now, it's the evidence of God's best. It's all truth. It's the pursuit of the exceeding great and precious promise. Let me tell you something. Canaan was an exceeding great and precious promise. When you go send the spies in there and they come out with one cluster of grapes that two guys have to put on a staff and carry out. Come on now. A land that flows with milk and honey. That's an exceeding great and precious promise. You bet that is to them. Especially as they were coming out, 400 years they were slaves. 400 years kept there in Egypt. They had nothing. But oh, God brought them out with everything. Isn't that something? God, even if you know the story and you really read about that, those women there in Egypt, they gave them all that gold even, earrings, different things like that. Yeah, they did. They didn't want to, but they did because there was a purpose for it. There was a tabernacle and the items that needed to be built. God had prepared them with the things, believe it or not. Those people didn't believe God. They didn't want to let him go. But not only did they let him go, they gave him everything that God knew and told them what they were going to give to them. Amen. Do you see how the evil or the wicked are appointed to the day of evil? Huh? No, wait a second here. Pharaoh's not against you. Oh, really, he's not. No. He's just a dupe. And he's got a special purpose. He's not going to believe me. I've known that since ages past. So I'm even going to harden his heart because I'm going to make this really magnificent. I'm going to show you that it's going to look worse, but my grace and my might's going to look greater. That's how he does it all the time, and he does it with us. He puts us in positions and situations, our children, our families, our marriages, all these different things where we think, oh, Lord, what has come to this? More. You're going to have to, again, just cease of your own works and enter into the rest of God. But see, brothers and sisters, we go on to the riches of our bridal glory. And we go on not striving and, again, with some type of work. We go in love and thankfulness. And I go in love and thankfulness for my life and for every life that's going. Praise God. That's the beautiful part. I thank the Lord. The Lord gives us that fellowship. Now, I want you to know this. This isn't bits and pieces of the promise. This isn't from time to time. But this is always because he has given us a heart to know that his promise for us is too amazing, too immense, too lovely to pass up. Amen. Do you really believe that? I mean, it just is. I mean, you think about that. But see, that was always the thing that convinced and convicted the heart of those that believed. Noah, again, we've had lots of different encouragements about Noah lately. But again, just to think, to build that mighty, mighty ark. No one even knew what rain was. How was God going to lift that thing out of there? He was building that thing on dry ground. He built that thing for almost 100 years. But the joy of believing God for what God said, I'm going to do. the joy in Caleb's heart and Joshua's heart. I'm gonna bring you out, to bring you in. Come on. The joy to believe what God did. The joy of those that are waiting for the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to see the Lamb of God. That brother said, oh, mine eyes have seen my salvation. And now here we have, my eyes are going to see my bridegroom. I see those eyes looking for him out there today. They're looking right back at me. That's all we see. Praise God, when I see him, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to see my spouse. I'm going to be like my spouse. Amen? Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is what this is. And I delight, praise God, this same fully purposed heart. I mentioned him, King Josiah. He was the only king with the heart that it says had the fully purposed heart, just like his father David, it said, the faith of the fathers. Oh, and the joy that hit this precious brother with. Turn on over to 2 Kings real quick, 22:2. Oh, it's good. Now, I want you to think about this. His dad was wicked. He had a mama that believed God. The word of God had been forgotten. It was actually misplaced, lost. And what had happened is, God anointed a vessel that the Lord was going to bring forth all the word of God to. 22:1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Just eight. I believe there's some 8 year olds downstairs right now. They've begun to reign. Oh, yes, they have. Get in it. Don't miss it. And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidiah. And the daughter of Adiah of Basketh. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in what? All the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the left hand or the right. Now, turn the page. Here's the evidence of that fully purposed heart that was in David, in Joshua, in this King Josiah. Look at verse 11. It came to pass, they found the word of God in the kingdom. It had come forth. Josiah was beside himself. And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes. He was overwhelmed. Read verse 13. He said, go ye inquire of the Lord for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. Go on to chapter 23, verse 1. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. Now, saints, praise be to God, that same thing is going on them that will to know today. And I thank the Lord, this is the pattern that we have, and that is in us the pattern of the winners of the race. All the words that were given and instructed to Moses. And here now, we are in an age, it says, that there was a mystery that had been hidden. And God, again, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he said, I've appointed unto me a vessel, a chosen vessel unto me, the word of God. Just a man like Moses. Moses, praise God, brother in the Lord. That was the one that was the vessel that was given that word, that he brought forth that to the people. that Joshua took on, that Josiah took on, that David took on, and all of that. But now we even have, it says in the Word of God, a better promise. We even have a better thing. And the vessel it was given to was the Apostle Paul. Oh, I love that. Paul says many different things as the Lord encourages him through his epistles. He tells Timothy and all those Timothys like us, heed to what I say. He said so boldly, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, you take heed to the things what I say, and you will have understanding in all things. Ah. See, they had a Canaan. Turn on over to Colossians. This is what we have. This is the thing that we have been given, our promise, if you want it. Verse 26. And actually, we'll back up to 25. Because as Moses came down off that mountain and he told the people, this is what God has given me, here is the apostle to the Gentiles telling us what the Lord has given to him. He said in verse 25 of Colossians 1, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation. What that means is he's like the housekeeper. Everything was given to him. Everything was given to him to give to us. That was the chosen vessel. According to the dispensation of God, which is what given to me for you. And here it is. Never forget this phrase. To fulfill the word of God. What was given to the Apostle Paul was to fulfill or complete the word of God. Who is the word of God? Jesus is the word of God. This message, this dispensation was given to complete, to fulfill God's Son, Jesus. It's so beautiful. Just read the word for what the word is telling us. It's to fulfill and complete him. He's going to be magnified in all things. He is all in all. And this is what this fullness is going to be. The bride for the Lamb of God. Now let's keep reading. So given to me for you to fulfill or complete Jesus. And here it is. The mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Before Moses, there were no law. There was no covenants. There weren't. Those were given and they were delivered. This is a mystery that had been hidden. It says in other places in Paul's apostles that the prophets wrote of these things. They wanted to look into them. The angels wanted to know, but it was not meant for them. It says in the word of God, they wrote those things for us. Isaiah wrote the things for us. Ezekiel, Moses, all them. The word of God, amazing events and stories, but there was a mystery within those words. And the Apostle Paul, it was given to me to bring forth the mystery. The things that were hidden are now made plain. I'm the vessel, just like Moses. Nothing, just a man. A very weakened man. Matter of fact, Paul said, I'm the chiefest sinner that this grace has come upon me. I was going out to kill you Christians, and now here I am to give you the crown message. That magnifies grace. That magnifies mercy. Amen. If God would choose Paul, he could choose me. Amen. I've done some awful things. I'll still do awful things. But I hadn't been sent out yet to kill all the Christians. Get it. Get it. It's beautiful. So he says here, which was given to me to complete Jesus, the mystery which has been hid from the ages and generations. So we're talking about not just ages, meaning, oh, yeah, it came forth. No, the generations of men. This didn't come forth till this time, the time when we entered the church age. Yeah, Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit poured out. The infilling of the Holy Spirit so we could be led into all truth to understand this mystery. It all fits together perfect. You try to take it out any other way and let different denominations tell you different things and seminaries, cemeteries mess up your mind. Get the Word of God. Get the mind of Christ. You don't need an educator. It's by His Spirit. And yeah, we do need teachers and preachers, and thanks be to God, but ones that will just preach you the Word of God. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and generations, but now is made manifest, not to the world, not to the world. This is made manifest to believers. Oh my. You mean I'm a believer? And here He's going to give me more? Do you see? And what was it? I never even knew He's going to take us this way today. I just like getting in for the ride, praise God. And here's what it is. Here's what it is to make manifest in you. That means come to this fullness of glory in you. To be made known to all that I have loved you in you. Here it is. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery in the Gentiles. And understand that Gentiles is right back there to the saints. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I'll finish it with 2:2. That their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Now, thanks be to God, that's what we're doing today. That's what's going on here. It's being preached to the old, to the middle-aged, to the young, and not a word is going to fall to the ground. And brothers and sisters, it was a privilege truly to preach to those kids, telling them that their cup was full and overflowing, but yet, praise be to God, you could see it was alive. There's my sweethearts. You know, praise God. Yeah, just like there, their heads are nodding, their eyes enlightened. They knew, praise God, they sit there as kings, not servants, kings. Kings, ready to rule and to reign jointly with Jesus Christ. Josiah's at 8 years old, king. It doesn't matter what you think, that 8 year old has the faith, the deity DNA of Jesus Christ that has grown up. It didn't wait till 12 or 14. Some people are still waiting in their 85, they miss it. Don't miss it. Get this. But you ain't going to get this unless you hear this. Unless you're fed this. Unless you fellowship in it. Unless you come together, praise God, and are knit together in it when we have opportunity. This is the same. It is. It's the same scene. By the grace of God, I'm not comparing myself. I'm a Josiah reading this to you. I'm a Joshua reading this to you. My goodness, people, we've got it all. We really do. Praise be to God. I know we're in 2023, and I know we're in this time that years have gone by, and all the technology, we got spaceships, we got all these different things. It don't matter. That word, this word, is so true and so real. That just like those that went into Canaan, and they saw it, and they enjoyed it, and they did. For a time they did. Oh my. We're going to say just as Paul. I have fought. I have kept. I have finished. I have won. And praise be to God, I got me my crown. Do you believe it? Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Go on, sweet man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we're so thankful. You're ministering to us, Lord God. We so appreciate the depth of your love. Lord, thank you again how you and you alone can only get our attention. And Lord, we do ask you, just move our hearts this morning. Lord, you must increase and we must decrease. Lord, thank you that you give grace to the humble. Thank you, Lord, that we're here, just complete, total, only vessels of mercy that you have clothed with all the riches of your glory. We believe you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You've been so good to us. You really truly have. You've led us out of the wilderness. You've shown us how you've kept us in the wilderness. And Lord, I thank you, God, you've gathered us to know and to hear the whole counsel. And Lord, your love and your grace and your mercy to us. That Lord, you've placed a crown in our hands. And we come together in that fellowship, hearts knit together in love. We thank the Lord together. We rejoice in our bridegroom together. Lord, increase the love in the body. Increase the love in the body. More and more for one another. Lord, let us cherish what you cherish. The bride for the Lamb of God. The comely parts. The lowly things. But Lord, oh, how wonderful and esteemed they are to you. We thank you for this, Jesus. And Lord, may it even be today that it's face to face with you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.